this time I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victories that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say,
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Today is April 27th in the year of our Lord 2018. And I am your host, Brother Charles, on Time and a Half. And today is the faith episode. It's been a long semester. It's coming to a close, and a lot of people need motivation, including myself, and a lot of people need faith that they're going to be able to make it to the other side. We all have our battles, we all have our trials, we all have our tribulations. But if we can just get an inkling, just a sliver of the power, the glory, the grace that our Lord and Savior can provide to us in times of strife, trouble, and struggle, we'll be better for it. So I'm not going to do too much talking today. I'm going to let the Spirit move how it's supposed to. I got this bomb playlist for y'all that's just going to give God the glory. We're going to play around with it a little bit. We're going to have some mountains. We're going to have some valleys when it comes to the vibe, comes to the mood. But at the end of it, I hope you feel edified, rejuvenated, and refreshed. Rejuvenated. Well, I'm tired, man, but we're going to keep it pushing. This is Alpha and Omega by Israel and New Breed. Once again, you're listening to Time and a Half with Brother Charles. This is the Faith episode. Hopefully, your faith can be renewed at the end of the hour.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. Sing it again.
We give you all the glory.
We give.
The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful.
Come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power. Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He's wonderful. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. Say, the Lord our God. He is wonderful. We're the altos. Come on, altos. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. We're the soprano singers. Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the tenors, come on, with the voice of victory. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Everybody, everybody, come on, come on, tonight. Make it glorious, make it glorious.
Makes no difference.
what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. He won't last always. So get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle. Listen.
I know you've been hurt. You, it's gonna be alright. Troubles and trials come to make you strong. Keep on believing. You keep holding on. Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing. Say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, God's got a blessing.
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 With your name. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
You say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. Everybody say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, Jay. God's got a blessing.
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 With your name.
What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Everybody got low faith in them. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you believe in. Everybody believes in something. I don't care what you got to say in rebuttal to that. Everybody believes in something. All right, me personally, I believe that Jesus died on the cross to save all of our sins. Thus, he is my Lord and Savior. As a result, I'm a man of faith. Right. I believe that the Lord will always see me through every day of my life, every hour of the day, every minute of the hour, every second of the minute, etc. But at times, that's not enough. I can believe that the Lord is going to see me to graduation. I believe that I was going to graduate high school. I believe that I'm going to graduate college. I believe that I'm going to go on to possibly achieve another degree. I believe that I'm going to be a husband. I believe that I'm going to be a father. I believe I'm going to be successful within my career field as well. But my faith, right, is not going to solely be the catalyst for me being successful in those areas, right? Now, if I put my faith into action, if I am constantly recognizing that in order for me to achieve a degree that I have to put the work in, then I will achieve those degrees. If I recognize that being a good father and a good husband means I have to constantly be, you know, checking myself and going to the Lord to see which ways I can improve myself as a man in order to do that, then I will be successful in that area. If I recognize that, you know, my career means that I have to dedicate out time, make some sacrifices in order to be successful, then I'll have to do those as well. But I can't just sit here and just believe that the Lord is going to do everything for me without me exerting the energy that he's blessed me with. And that energy comes from just being able to open up my eyes at the start of the day and allowing him to order my steps, but me to take those steps. Because faith without works is dead. You can't give somebody the equation, right, and a step-by-step direction, right, and them expect you to finish it for them. No, the Lord laid it all out for us. We just got to follow the directions. If you're just joining us, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Right now, it sounds like the sultry sounds because it's been a long week. I'm cooling and I'm just letting the spirit fill me right now. Got this gospel playlist rocking for y'all. We're going to switch it up a little bit, play some classics. But right now, we're going to listen to this Over and Over by Trinity 5-7. It's a throwback for real. But we're going to see what's up. Keep rocking with me on this beautiful Friday. Also, I should make a couple of announcements. ABC's last Sunday Soul Lounge is this Sunday, cookout style. Got cats from all over the Lehigh Valley pulling up for that. We got last day of classes next Friday. Tonight we have the African House is throwing a function. Last function of the year, celebrating their seniors, bidding them adieu. Then tomorrow, after spring concert, got the after party in Porlock. It's the last Porlock party of the semester. Because everybody got to go. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here. Well, that's pretty much it. It's been a pretty calm semester for real. There's been several initiatives, several demonstrations, but I think everybody's kind of stuck to themselves in regards to it. But we're going to keep it pushing on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. This is Over and Over by Trinity.
Gave up.
bless me over and over, over and over again.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power, wonder-working power in the precious blood, in the blood of the Lamb, the blood that Jesus shed, he shed for me.
Feels. Oh, it will dry. It'll dry.
It reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Now, earlier I was discussing how faith without works is dead, but I want to kind of return to this idea of faith and what it truly means. Because, like I said, everybody has faith, but not everybody has, you know, deep faith, strong faith, however you want to place it or put it. Some people have been through hell on earth during their time here, you know. A lot of people have suffered a lot of trauma, been through a lot of different things, suffered through a lot of different things, and as a result, their faith is strong because they're here. Right, they're still standing. They got through those situations. But there's also individuals who went through those same situations and, you know, they focus on the fact that they went through them, not that they got through them. And as a result, their faith dwindles because they think that, you know, the suffering never ends. And you know, that's literally the limit that the Lord has placed on their existence is just continuous suffering. And to me, I believe, of course, the individuals who are strong, the individuals whose faith is has a strong foundation. I think that's beautiful. But I also think that there's beauty in those individuals who have a really hard time having faith that the Lord is going to see them through. I think there's beauty in the fact that, you know, it's a struggle. It's hard. They're scrimping and scratching for even an inkling. But they seem to find it every time. And it makes me think of, you know, the scripture that talks about the faith of a mustard seed. It's in Matthew 17:20. He replied, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Nothing will be impossible for you. Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove from here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." If you have the faith of a mustard seed is about, I think, the size of a poppy seed, or even smaller. It's probably one of the smallest seeds. It's like the size of a poppy seed, if y'all are familiar with the seeds in it. It's very small. Very small. And sometimes, you know, we face battles that seem really big. And, you know, the negativity overwhelms us, the depression overwhelms us, the anxiety overwhelms us. Every aspect of mental combatants just comes on our psyche and we're trying our best to just maneuver it, right? And even in the back of our head, if the fleeting thought goes, the Lord will see me through this, that is the faith of a mustard seed. And I believe that that is one of the most impactful things that we as believers can do, is simply just have the faith of a mustard seed, that no matter what situation we might find ourselves in, no matter the finals, no matter the family issues, no matter the mental health issues, no matter The relationship woes, no matter, you know, the fear of the future, the financial hardships, the physical hardships, because, you know, what's crazy is I know folks who had to take time off school because their physical wasn't where it needed to be. And people forget about that. You come to a college campus, I'll speak specifically for the college experience, you come to a college campus and you think you're going to do these 4 years, everything going to be copacetic. The money always going to be there, your family going to always be there, your friends always going to be there, your health is always going to be there, you're going to graduate on time. We good. But the Lord, you know, we make plans and the Lord laughs. Because it's never a straight path when it comes to life. It's always pit stops. It's always detours. And really, I shouldn't even call it a detour, because a detour is something that's not really along the way. Right? A detour means like you went off your path to do what you needed to do, and then you got back on the path. But I believe that every step that we take, whether it be one that we wanted to happen or didn't want to happen, is a part of the path that the Lord is taking us on. Every situation that we didn't want to happen, every negative situation was a learning experience. Every positive situation was a blessing. And every day that we have on this earth is a blessing as well. And I believe that if you can have faith that you're going to be able to maneuver through the negative experiences, then you should have just enough faith that the Lord's going to bless you with some positive experiences as well. Doesn't always have to be you doing backflips for the Lord. Sometimes it can just be like, you know what, man, I'm struggling. I don't know what you're about to do, Lord. I don't know how you're going to do it. Right now I'm having a hard time thinking that you even listening to me, but I know deep, deep down that you're going to see me through this. So as a result, I'm going to just let you rock. Do what you got to do. And that in itself is enough for the Lord to fortify you and to give you the foundation that you need in order to accomplish the impossible. Speaking of word today, I take offerings on my Cash App. We're going to play a little Andre Crouch per request. This is called Take Me Back. You're still listening to Time and a Half. Brother Charles, my mother's watching. Good evening, Sister Hilda. I love you so much. This is Take Me Back by Andre Crouch. right, my time is almost up. On time and a half with Brother Joe. Next week's gonna be my last show. You know, we're gonna have fun next week, man. Celebrate me getting into my senior year, doing my thing. So, to end the show, I'm gonna hit y'all with one of my mother's favorites. Somebody just came into the studio. It's kind of loud, which is pretty rude. But this is "To Worship You I Live" by Israel Houghton. You all have a blessed week. And even if you have the faith of the mustard seed, I'm sure that'll be enough for you to do the impossible. This is Brother Charles signing out.
Alone with you, away, away to hear your voice and meet with you. Nothing else matters. My one desire is to worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. To worship you I live, to worship you. But hear my heart cry.